If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician, or plumber, if you're so inclined, go to cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Coming up at 8:40, Timothy Gay, the author of Roryland, will join us during Masters
Week.
He's
a local guy. I think he lives in McLean or something. He lives local.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, very good. Sure.
Went to Georgetown.
Yeah.
It's won, I believe, four Pulitzer Prizes.
He's won four? I mean, I know he's written four books. It's pretty good.
Well, maybe I'm reading wrong. It says Pulitzer nominated author of four award winning books.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Clancy did. He's won a Pulitzer, but he's been nominated.
Yeah.
Well, he's won awards. That's kind of nebulous. I'm not sure.
Right.
So we generally don't talk a lot of politics on this show for good reason. It's very divisive. People get upset.
This makes people hate you.
But this, this headline is so preposterous. And
is it?
I feel like the concept of it is so outlandish.
Is it?
I kind of think it is.
I feel like it is.
I mean, I think he has a zero shot.
Stephen A. Smith considering 2028 presidential run. He says that Capitol Hill officials and elected leaders approached him recently. He says his lack of political record would be a campaign advantage. And he says he would only run if he believed he had a legitimate chance to win.
Right. What was the current president's political background before he became president?
I guess it would be none.
He didn't run for office, but he had political ideas. He kind of like testified and, talked about political things for 40 years.
Talked about them.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith talks about them.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, you can say that. You say the same thing about Schwarzenegger. You say even this Zelensky guy. I think he was a comedian. Anything's possible.
I mean, Ronald Reagan was an actor way back in the day.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, but Ronald Reagan became a governor
beforehand. Into politics.
Yeah.
Which side would he be running on? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Say?
I know he's friends with Sean Hannity, but I think he considers himself more of a liberal than a conservative. Who knows? I don't even take him seriously as a TV guy, other than he is entertaining, but I can't even take him seriously as a talk show host. I don't know how I could take him seriously on the world stage.
Isn't this the same bit like Howard Stern was going to run for president? You hear about these things all the time popular players.
No, he was running for governor.
Do you
governor.
Remember his platform? I remember his platform.
Hold on.
By the way, while you're thinking about it, in this story, it says
something about traffic, I think.
Smith mentioned he would potentially face prominent Democrats like Wes Moore from Maryland, Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, and Gavin Newsom for the nomination.
Howard Stern wanted to bring back the death penalty, then use the cremation remains of the convicts to fill in the potholes.
I mean, that's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny.
I mean, he's doing a bit.
Look, No matter where you fall on that side of the issue, that's a funny bit.
And Stern was doing it at the peak of his popularity, too. I think he was getting a decent percentage, you know, maybe in the teens or something.
Oh, by the way, this
but then he had to show his financial forms that he didn't want to do
this
that.
This is an aside, but since you brought up the death penalty, and that was Howard Stern's platform, I think this was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. Did you see the guy in South Carolina who opted for firing squad over like lethal injection for his method of execution?
I didn't know he had a choice.
He had a choice because I guess that there have been issues with the three drug cocktail they give you for.
Yeah, sometimes it can be pretty painful. It might take an hour.
So he chose. He chose firing squad, which. Last time I checked,
they're still doing firing squad.
I think like in
there
Utah,
aren't many states where it's still an option, but I mean, it's pretty lethal firing squad when you got like three guys with rifles and you
is
have.
Is there only three guys? They should have like 20.
I think it's three guys and two guys have blanks and one guy has a real bullet, and they aim and fire and then it's over, Johnny.
It's just so awful to ponder it. Like, what's the way you want to donk off?
Yeah, it's just a horrible thing to think about. They're all awful options. Yeah.
Look, it's not going to happen. Stephen A. Smith just signed an $100 million deal to stay with ESPN.
Yeah.
Now, he does go on a lot of podcasts and goes on Sean Hannity and Cuomo and talks politics, but it does seem to be a stretch that he would do it.
If you want to weigh in, 800-636-1067, is it a complete farce that Stephen A. Smith is even considering a presidential run in 2028?
I just don't think it's a farce based on precedent. I bring up the president, but we can go back to Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah.
I remember when he first said he was going to run for governor, and I guess that's smaller people like, are you kidding me? A WWE wrestler?
Going to run for governor. You ever see the floors pancake on top of each other? I love conspiracy theories. I don't even know if that's close to Jesse Ventura.
This is close.
Well, I imagine him in debates. Yeah. Right? Stephen A's got to be, he's got to be elite.
He'll out debate you.
I don't know. It'd be
must watch TV. First time Cakes would watch him.
That is the first. I might even pass then. Look, I'm not one of these guys who would ever say, if this person gets elected, I will leave the country. I'll never do that bit. Mm-hmm. But if Stephen A. Smith were elected.
You might have to consider it.
Consider it.
If he was elected, the Dems have some serious issues.
It's pretty close.
Hey, embrace debate.
Yeah.
Which president is the GOAT?
I mean, what are we even talking
clearly
about
Lincoln
here?
I'm not even 100% positive he is a Democrat, like EB said. I don't
independent.
He
maybe?
Might be independent because, like, before he went back to ESPN after his comeback, he was doing stuff on like Fox News Radio as a host or a guest all the time.
Yeah,
he's on Fox News all the time.
Well, I think that's because of his connection with Hannity, but
he's somewhere in between.
I don't think he's a conservative, to be honest with you. I really don't. I don't think he is. He and Hannity, they try to show that they have differences, but they can be friends. They do that bit, you know?
Hannity and Combs bit.
I guess.
If he had any ounce of humor, he'd make Skip his running mate.
We haven't heard from Skip in a while.
I have no idea what Skip Bayless is doing.
Skip Dunn?
I mean, he has a podcast.
Right? Is that all he's doing?
Did he have like sexual assault? That one woman said
his name got named in that the thing with the woman.
Molly Curum or whatever her name is.
It was named in that whole.
Because he said
litigation.
He'd give her $1 million
or something. Along
I'm just waiting for like week six of the NFL season for him to ball up his latest Dallas Cowboys jersey and throw it in the trash.
Hey,
that's like his bit now.
That's a good bit.
Is he still big on social media?
Like, I don't even know. How would I know?
I did just put it up as our Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside.
You were looking for another poll question.
Surfside lemonade and vodka, iced tea and vodka. Surfside's the best. You can get it in a variety of 8-packs at your local liquor stores. You can go to the bars. Get your Surfside. Should Stephen A. Smith run for president? Yes or no? I'm going to say yes.
I'm
going to be entertaining.
I'm going to guess you're going to have an 80% no vote.
Why?
I'll
bet against that just because it would be entertaining.
All right, let's see what the people say.
Tony, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junk? Enjoy the show.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, I think he absolutely could be a possibility. He's well known. The notoriety is a big thing. You talked about Reagan, Jesse. Remember the guy from, was it Minnesota somewhere? He was a comedian on Saturday Night Live. He ended up being
Al Franken. Senator.
Franken, right? So it's not, I don't think it's that far of a stretch at all. I mean, he's a well-known guy. I would say, you know, nationally for sure. Maybe even beyond that, I would bet.
He even in his own genre is considered somewhat of a buffoon. He's turned it into an art, and he's turned it into, you know, he's worth $100 million. But it just would be hard for me to take him seriously. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, there's so many out there that way, right?
All right, but you sound like you'd support him.
I'm not going to go that far, but I'll tell you, I think he's a possibility. I'll put it that way.
You'd be entertained by him.
I think he's definitely a possibility.
I mean, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like a train wreck. Sometimes you can't not watch, right? I mean, I turn on
Stephen
A. We're
going
to send
him to the G8 Summit, Stephen A. Smith. I guess.
His vice president will be Shannon Sharp.
I mean, I guess there is something to, like, just your Q rating.
I think some of the times.
Q rating's high.
I think a lot of the times interest can carry it. And maybe,
no doubt.
And then you have low expectations going in, and the person surprises you. And then all of a sudden, when push comes
maybe
to shove, and you got to put a name, and you got to put a name on a ballot,
maybe you've
ridden that horse this long.
Maybe he's a man of substance.
He's going to go negotiate with Putin. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Netanyahu, Stephen A.
All I am is jealous of his career and how he's carved out such an incredible spot to make so much dough, just kind of being goofy. I'm only jealous.
Goofy, he's been a super hard worker, though.
For sure.
If you were to look, I mean, he was a writer for many, many years, and then that guy travels. Now, you can goof on him like he's doing walks. And that's a guy who has charisma. He walks into the arena like he's the star.
Yeah. He walks in like he's LeBron.
Yes.
Yeah, but I've also seen him kind of slink around, you know, Super Bowl
parties.
Conference rooms or whatever, you know, when we're out there doing shows, I've seen him kind of like slink around with his backpack and nobody really paying attention to him.
But he was a nobody then.
Well, he wasn't as well known, certainly.
Yeah.
His popularity somehow has exploded since the last time we saw him.
I don't even know. Who does he do the show with now? Who's his co-host?
He has rotating. Like Shannon Sharp's on a couple days a week. Dan Orlovsky. Like, he has all the ESPN guests.
So he has rotating co-hosts. He doesn't have a
standard. He brings them on. Like, if he's going to talk NBA, he'll bring on.
So is it a two-person show? Like,
no, it's just him.
And then
he has the woman who sets him up.
Oh, so he does have a woman.
And then they'll bring in.
So it's a two-person show.
Won't they bring in Jay Williams sometimes?
Yeah, they'll bring in different guests.
Okay.
Mad Dog.
He has a bunch of NFL guests like Marcus Spears. Yeah, Mad Dog comes on once a week. Yeah, maybe he'd be his vice president.
Dude, I'm
Mad
so
Dog's VP.
I'm so punched out. I didn't realize Mad Dog was an ESPN personality.
Every Wednesday.
I haven't listened to him in a long time.
I knew
time.
He was an MLB guy. Does he still do MLB Network? Mad Dog? I had no idea he did ESPN.
You know what? I'm not sure if he still does that show.
Yeah.
I assume
he does.
I love that joke.
For as much as we goof on Stephen A, and I think he gets a lot of goof, especially in goofing in our industry. I mean, he brought up LeBron James during Alex Ovechkin's segment. But people watch it. Like, idiots love to tune into him.
He is entertaining. He's a character.
I'm one of those idiots.
He's
I'll
a
watch
character.
It. I'm the only one here. I'll watch first take. I only watch
him when JP turns it on, and then JP just leaves the studio with
put the volume on.
Him just screaming in my face.
I watch the facility too.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. It's on Fox Sports Net.
Mad Dog does not do High Heat anymore.
He doesn't.
Or Fox
Sports.
Last year was the last.
JP,
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Of the candidates that you know that we all know of, who would you vote for Stephen A. over right now, today, if you were going to?
Who are the candidates?
Kamala Harris, AOC, JD Vance.
I mean, I'd have to hear.
Give me your blank.
Oh.
Well, he's not going to.
You know, I'm in the tank for my guy, Wes Moore. Shook his hand.
All right.
That guy's got Riz.
No, he's definitely got Riz.
Are you? I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to comment on this.
The last guy he's going to vote for is J.D. Vance.
Why don't you?
Well, I was going to ask Valdez what his thoughts on Westmore were, because I know he was very upset about some.
No. He's a sports slut.
Yeah, I know he's a sports slut.
The guy's at every opening day. Yeah. He's at every single training camp.
Yep. Yeah. He loves running routes.
Well, I mean, that's what politicians are. They're all like attention.
They want to be the camera.
He's at every single sporting event. Yeah. I do want his workout regimen, though.
Is there anybody on TV, though, that you would like to see run for president? So you discount Stephen A. Smith.
That's not a political guy.
Because for years you used to hear, oh, well, Oprah could win it. Mm-hmm. That Oprah legitimately, I mean, she gets tossed out there all the time. Like, she could win it. She's that popular.
She's got so.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Many skeletons. That's what I think. Probably she's never ran. Be my guess.
What I don't understand is if you're as wealthy as Stephen A. Smith, like why would you want the responsibility of being the president?
Yeah.
Like,
it just, well, isn't Donald Trump wealthier?
I know he's wealthy too, but like again, I don't quite understand that either. Like,
ego, some sense of narcissism,
I guess.
Oh, that's what it is.
Well, that, but some people do think that.
They can make the place better. Yeah, they can make the country better.
I would take him at his word that he wants to make the country better. I would believe him.
I'll leave that to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I don't have those aspirations. I just want to make my golf swing better.
Yeah. Hey,
let's make EB's golf swing better.
What if Stephen A's first presidential order is like making the NFL season 20 weeks long? Like, he just uses his power.
I vote for him.
He uses all of his power in office to invoke change in the sporting world.
What if you took away like all pay-per-views, made it all just on free TV?
Stephen A. Smith got rid of the new system in the NBA lottery, brought back the old lottery. Yeah.
I know. He makes the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend.
Get the big placards.
We just have envelopes in.
Yeah, with David Stern.
And worst record gets the first pick.
Yeah,
that would get me to vote.
What if he ordered CBS to air the national championship at 7 p.m.
I would consider it.
Yeah. He expands the field.
Expands the field
of the tournament.
Well, what would your executive orders be?
If you're president, Cakes,
yeah.
Give me five executive orders.
Five off the
five
top of my head?
Sports-related executive.
All sports-related?
Well, I'm just saying. That's what we're talking about. So one would be all national.
Preseason's gone in the NFL.
Yeah, eliminate preseason.
Preseason's gone.
That's one.
NBA season, 55 games.
That's a good one. Baseball season shortened to like 90 games.
Oh, no, you can't
like
do that.
I like 90.
You're destroying history, Cakes. You can't do that.
What else?
You don't have my vote.
I don't vote for you.
I don't have my vote. I like the one where you're going to say all nationally televised games have to start by 7:30.
7 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
Those are all good platform points. Or talking.
You know what?
Points.
No, NFL teams can't travel to England and Ireland and Scotland.
I actually like 9:30 kicks. I'm not going to lie. On Sunday, I'm okay with
it. Well, you know what?
I'm okay with trips to Barcelona.
They can kick off at 9:30 on the East Coast. Okay. There's no energy out there. Yeah. I just can't do it.
Super Bowl's on President's Day weekend.
Or
Super Bowl's on a Saturday.
Super Bowl Saturday.
Yeah, or that.
That might be my first order of business.
I would. Get rid of the schism between LIV and PGA Tour.
Yeah. The real president is trying to do that.
I know. I would get it done by now.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
You would, day one.
You're
day
one. That's that one.
Well, you know how they're doing like no taxes on tips, no taxes on them? So we should lobby for all games to be on your regular cable service. Yeah. Like you don't have to buy an extra channel.
You don't have to buy Amazon.
You don't have to have 19 no add different.
Yeah, like no add-ons.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I cap Netflix's payments.
Yeah, get rid of all that. Get rid of the Amazon Prime, all that stuff.
If you have any sports-themed platform running points for Stephen A. Smith or whoever might be running for president in the future, you can call us with those at 800-636-1067. Don't forget Timothy Gay, author of Roryland. He'll join us in studio coming up at 8:40 here on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.